On Tuesday, top Democrats in the Massachusetts legislature, including Senate President Therese Murray, House Speaker Robert DeLeo, and chairs of the House and Senate Ways and Means Committees, released a transportation plan to rival investments called for in Governor Patrick's fiscal year 2014 budget proposal. The plan, released by the legislative leaders, would hinge on a $500 million increase in revenue, including a 3-cent increase in the gasoline tax, as well as a $1 per pack increase on tobacco products. The governor has been pushing to raise $1.9 billion in additional revenue through the income tax and the elimination of deductions to make significant investments in education and transportation. Governor Patrick responded to a question about what he thought of the legislative leader's plan on Thursday at an event in Berkshire County.
You know, I understand this is hard, but there is such a thing as too small. And I think that fundamentally what the legislative leadership's proposal does is ask everybody around the Commonwealth to pay more and get less, and in some parts of the Commonwealth, nothing at all.
The legislative leader's plan would preserve the governor's $300 million for Chapter 90 local aid to assist cities and towns in repairing roads and bridges. It would also move employees off of the capital budget over 3 years, increase funding for regional transit authorities, and fund the snow and ice budget. In a statement, House Speaker Robert DeLeo said, quote, "With this plan, we seek to provide adequate funding for the 21st century transportation system our economy needs, while not overburdening the families and businesses of Massachusetts. It also helps maintain our strong financial standing, which lowers our borrowing costs when they arise," end of quote. However, the plan also does not address many of the governor's modernization projects, including repairs to the I-91 viaduct in Springfield, or restoring passenger rail from Pittsfield to New York City. The governor said that the state government must make critical investments to modernize the transportation system.
You know, I've never said it had to be my way or no way. I've been very clear I'm willing to compromise, but I think there is such a thing as too small. And what is proposed right now basically is a fix for the T for their operating budget. And very little, if anything, left to modernize the system overall. And I think as a Commonwealth, we need a modern system.
Meanwhile, House Republicans have released their own transportation plan, which is significantly smaller than the governor's and legislative leaders' plans. The Republicans' plan would not raise taxes, but would pay for investments by making a number of reforms to state government. Representative Peter Durant of the 6th Worcester District is the ranking Republican on the House Transportation Committee.
Instead of starting a conversation by saying, how much money can we raise to get these things accomplished? We say, what are the problems and how can we realistically solve our problems without the need for tax increases?
Reforms would include repealing the Pacheco Law, which requires a government analysis before a project can be privatized, eliminating project labor agreements, and other reforms. Representative Durant continues.
The savings, or the potential savings that would come from those reforms, we don't include them in the budget, in our plan. So we're very conservative in the numbers that we use, and we've left those reforms and the savings that they would create be used for other things outside of the plan.
The House Republicans' plan would also preserve Chapter 90 funding, focus on eliminating debt from the MBTA, and would forward fund regional transit authorities, but would not identify or dedicate funding to specific projects. The House Republicans' plan would also dedicate a portion of new tax revenue growth towards transportation needs. Governor Patrick has stated that he will not support, quote, another effort to kick the can down the road, unquote. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.